You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
It is hour number three of the Sports Hangover. Coming up at 2:30, Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. Zion spoke today. What do you have to say? We'll play that right now after we welcome you officially to Midway Point of Your Work Week right here on ESPN.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more about what that camera Wednesday hump day is. That what it is?
There he is, Shock G, and the Digital Underground, letting you know we made it to Midway Point of Your Work Week. More importantly, this week, Jordan, one more day. Just a little over 24 hours. 6 o'clock, coverage begins tomorrow. Words of wisdom.
Peace and healthiness forever.
Are you excited? How excited are you, Pels fans? So much to talk about. We did all, pretty much, hour one and two. Media day for the draft picks that are in Brooklyn. We'll hear what Zion had to say. Plus, we've been discussing a handful of topics here. Memphis traded, as you just heard, Mike Conley to the Jazz. Ricky Rubio, reportedly Pacers would love him, be interested in him. Report yesterday were the Celtics, the Bulls, and T-Wolves interested in number four pick overall, especially if it's Darius Garland. Because they want the point guard from Vanderbilt. So Darius Garland, 6'2", 175, out of Vandy. Those teams all looking for point guards. David Griffin, as Brian and I were talking during the top of the hour break there, I think he controls the draft. I mean, really, what that move happens, who gets that fourth pick, really determines. Now, yesterday was Darius Garland worked out for the Knicks. Knicks are high on him. What happens if R.J. Barrett falls to four? Do you take him? Do you move down out of four? Do you use the four to get a guy like Kevin Love? Reportedly, Hawks and Pels interested in Kevin Love. Are you trading the fourth pick overall for Kevin Love? Are you trying to trade some of your bad contracts for Kevin Love and you do it that way? His age, injury list, I saw a lot of people on Twitter tweeting at us saying that that's concerned a bit. So that's kind of where you were. You feel that way. Then, of course, you have the other story yesterday afternoon and evening that just keeps getting better and better. Lakers. yeah. They're trying to find anybody to buy some contracts because they're trying to get room to get to about $30, $32 million for a max deal to get a third star player. Problem is, AD don't want to get the $4 million that they'd owe him for the trade, in the trade that he would get. They're begging him to not ask for it. And the audacity. They want to know if the Pels want to play ball. Do they mind if a third team is part of the trade talks, so that way they can ship some contracts and things of that nature? We discussed in the first 2 hours of the show by the mere audacity of making that phone call. Kyle Kuzma is now part of that trade. And if you call me back, might be more. Bobby Marks, front office insider for ESPN on that Laker trade.
The Lakers are looking for that third team or possibly fourth team to move the contracts of Mo Vanga and Isaac Bonga and Jamaria Jones to include the three players as part of that package there. And what that would do is, you would still have that $32 million slot to go out and get a free agent or multiple free agents, and then you would be able to trade for Davis, you know, on the start of free agency and have the money work. The question now comes down to, if you are New Orleans, are you willing to cooperate here? Now, in doing so, you would give the Lakers the opportunity to add a $10 million player, another $10 million player, or maybe even a max player like Kyrie or Kemba, maybe even Kawhi Leonard here.
North Korean Santa giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What you got for us, man?
What's up, Chief? Been a while.
What you got?
Jordan,
mm-hmm.
How are you? So I think it's interesting. We look at, these first three picks. Pretty much everybody's got it lined up, right?
Uh-huh.
And then after the fourth pick, there's a humongous, not say discrepancy, but there's a big drop-off. I think this happens every year where people just start labeling, well, he's going fourth, fifth, sixth. Normally after the third pick, there is a drop-off. I just can't believe that no one right now, or who are we supposed to pick up in the foot? With the Lakers pick, who do we get, supposedly? Imagine, who would that be?
Right now, it's Brandon Ingram, it's Lonzo Ball, it's Josh Hart, and a host of picks. What is it, three first-round picks?
But with the Lakers fourth, who would we take in the fourth pick this year?
That's the billion-dollar question. You can go
a
ton of different ways. You can go with the player that falls to you. If it's Darius Garland, R.J. Barrett could be there. If R.J. Barrett's taken at three, do you like somebody there at four? I made kind of a case and an argument for DeAndre Hunter. Go there for a wing. You can trade that pick to the Celtics, Bulls, T-Wolves, maybe Pacers that would like Darius Garland to be their point guard. So you can, there's a handful of ways. You can trade down.
Trade
to Atlanta for 8-10.
Sure. I just can't believe, I watch a lot of college basketball.
Uh-huh.
And I can't believe that no one is talking about Jared Culver for Texas Tech. Have you seen this kid play?
Yeah.
6'7", 6'10" wingspan, guard, four positions. They say he's not athletic. He looked athletic in the Elite Eight when he came down like a bull and dunked on everybody, including the mascot for an M1. Should have been an N3. As far as I'm concerned, he's a typical 3-and-D guy, and you can't have enough of these players. It's an arms race. There's not positions on a basketball court anymore, right? It's not like, all right, point guard, shooting guard, two forwards and a center. No, look at Golden State. Look at Houston. They just throw out a bunch of shooters. Golden State does the same thing. It's starting to be a positionless game. This kid can play multiple positions. I think every year this happens. There's people that get labeled. As well, he's going fourth, fifth. If you go back and look at the last 5 years, if you ever get bored, go look at the NBA draft and look who was like 12th as opposed to fourth in the first round. And you're like, how the hell could that happen? I just feel this is this kid that's going to slip somewhere into not insignificance, but no one's going to remember him. And he's a rich man's Trevor Ariza. That's how I look at him. And I would love to see the Pelicans take a look at this guy. They probably won't. I mean, he basically willed this team to the championship. I mean, you know who I'm talking about, right? This kid was insane.
No,
where they
absolutely
closed out. I'm just surprised that no one's actually talked about him, because now I think that I'm in the minority, and the North Korean Senate loves being in the minority, no pun intended, just because typically when everybody goes that way, I go the other way, win some money. So what do you think? Think it's a possibility they go down there, or you think they're going to dump the flip set? I'll hang up and hear what you think.
I'm with you. CBSSports.com has Darius Garland going to the Pelicans. This is the write-up, North Korean Santa. If the Pelicans keep this pick, and that's a big if, as rumors abound that they're currently shopping the pick, it stands to reason that it will come down to a point guard or a versatile player like Jarrett Culver. I'm not a fan of the Culver match with Zion. Culver's shooting is just too much of a question mark, but Garland, who was one of the most electric scorers in the draft, could open up everything on the floor for Zion to work. This would be one of the most exciting duos in the NBA. Would you keep him? Again, before he got hurt, ranked the number one point guard in the country, ahead of Ja. I said this with Kobe White, if you go four. Again, this was if Darius falls down. If you do that, and you do ship Lonzo. Again, Jordan, to your point, you think you've seen enough in two seasons of Lonzo Ball that you trust, despite his injuries, you trust that's the guy to run Alvin Gentry's offense.
You have Aaron Nelson, don't you?
Not Darius Garland, not Kobe White.
I'm all in for Lonzo.
Unbelievable. Where were you all in last week, though? That's my concern for you and everyone else now in the city that seems to love Lonzo Ball.
You had nothing else on the table, though.
No, you're not listening. Okay. That can't be your argument. If your argument
is... Yes, it can be.
No, if your argument is that I love this guy now because that's all I got, that's not why you love somebody. What I'm saying is, where was this love for this player before? No one ever... Where was it in February? The Godfather package. I didn't hear you say, and not just you, I didn't hear a lot of Pels fans going, I don't give me Lonzo Ball, he's great. You know what I'm getting at? Like, are you feeling the same if Tatum and the Memphis pick was on the table for Boston?
Yeah, of course I'd feel differently, but...
Well, then that's what I'm trying to get at. How in love are you with Lonzo Ball if you're the Pelicans?
I think if the Pelicans organization itself is in love with him because that's who Alvin Gentry
right.
wants
but
in his
what if
his
this
scheme?
Guy falls to you, Darius Garland, and then all of those teams I just mentioned, Celtics, Bulls, T-Wolves, Pacers, need a point guard, you could ship Lonzo Ball there and get some more in return.
Why would you want to ship Lonzo who's proven that he can play in the NBA?
You think he's been proven already?
Yes.
But that's my question to you. You think he has yet,
yes.
Literally before the trade this weekend, you not once looked at me and said, Lonzo Ball's the point guard his team needs.
Because I thought there was more on the table.
No, you're not hearing what I'm saying. I'm talking about specifically about point guard.
No, I know what you're saying.
Right. Specifically about point guard. Because you and I, we're talking Ja, we're talking Coach. You not once said, hey, don't forget that Lakers trade. They're still possible because I want Lonzo Ball. Not a single person ever called this show and said, make that Lakers trade because they have Lonzo Ball. That's my point. There's a lot of options David Griffin can make. Craig, you're on. Cajun Goat, you're on the on-deck circle. What you got?
Yeah, thank you, Gus. Mm-hmm. Look, I just wanted to make a point about how important it is to have a controllable asset as opposed to dealing the pick and then having the cloud over our head, so to speak, mm-hmm. of only having a guy one or two seasons, then he hits free agency. I think it's more important to have that controllable guy that we can control for a number of years and allow him to grow with Zion. That's why, I mean, I can't trade the pick for an established player unless I got at least 3 or 4 years of control before a guy hits free agency, you know. That's just my feeling. And another thing also, I read somewhere that without AD gone now, that the Pelicans are actually going to be maybe one of the smallest teams in the league.
Right.
How important is it going to be for us to get some size in the middle? So would it make sense to trade down maybe with Atlanta and get the 8 and the 10? And Jackson Hayes is probably a reach at number 4, but
right,
you
but
would
not
get
at 10,
value,
right.
commensurate mm-hmm. value at pick 10
yep.
for someone like him, and then you get the player at 8, and you could DeAndre Hunter might fall to 8.
Dude, I'm at least asking Chicago, if Darius Garland's there, I'm at least asking Chicago, would you be willing to part with Larry Markkanen? 7 feet, can shoot the 3, can play inside. That solves your big man problem right there. And you know,
yeah,
maybe you move down.
And then, you know, hopefully, I don't know his contract situation, but it'd be nice to have him, you know, to where we've got some sort of team control for 3 to 4 years. You know,
I try to see
if that all plays into it also.
Craig, maybe you swap down. Chicago has the 7th pick. So you say, we'll slide down the 7th, throw in Markkanen, you know, or at least Markkanen in the 38th pick. They got that as well, the Bulls. I mean, I why not? I mean, the least they can say is no. But I'm asking. I'm asking for him.
Oh, look, if I can get Markkanen in the 7th, in the number 7 pick,
yeah,
why not?
I here mean, you go.
You could roll the dice a little bit on somebody like Markkanen. If if you don't have the long-term control of.
Well, because at seven, you might still.
At seven.
Well, because at seven, you might still be able to get DeAndre Hunter. Jared Culver could still be there. Cameron Reddish could still be there. Jackson Hayes could still be there. Hachimura could still be there. I mean, that's what I'm saying. At seven, I'm absolutely exploring that. Chicago, if you want to move down to seven, throw in Markkanen and it's yours.
Certainly, certainly. In other words, I mean, nothing needs to be off the table at this point. Let's just, you know, take the offers. Let's see what's out there. Let the brain trust, you know, swirl everything around and then, you know, just come up with the best deal. My only point is, I hope we don't get locked in to feel that we have to win next season. You know, we need to think long term on this whole deal.
No, that's my
only concern is that the pressure may be on for them to win too early.
I'll say this, Craig. We
could be set for 6 or 8 years if we play our cards right.
Craig, I think it is long term sustainable successes with it's what David Griffin has said. That's the goal, stability wise, and to do that, which is why those draft picks with the Lakers thing it is. But he also wants to win sooner rather than later, which is why you've heard a lot of using that fourth pick to get an established player, an all-star potential, something like that. Is Markkanen that guy? I don't, like I said, I'm asking for that. If it's Boston, you want the four, you throw it in
Bradley.
Tatum. If they say no on Tatum, give me Brown, you know?
I wouldn't touch Bradley Beal because my understanding is he's
about to get
one more year. I mean,
and the newest reports are the Wizards are going to give him a new 3-year extension, so he's out.
If we could acquire somebody like Beal for that pick with the agreement that he would sign a 3-year extension with us, you know, I wouldn't be against that. But you can't give away something as valuable as the number 4 pick in the draft for a 1-year rental. That's my point. That's my point.
All right, man. Thank you so much for the phone call.
Yeah,
appreciate it so much.
Guys.
Quick break. We come back. Cajun Goat right out of the break. It's all you. It's the Sports Hangover. Hour number 3. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Lawn lovers, run with us on a John Deere mower because the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and the time has come to get your yard in shape. So head to the Green Tag sales event at your John Deere dealer today and get $200 off Z300 Series Z-Track mower and the S240 lawn tractor. What are you waiting for? These deals won't last forever. Nothing runs like a John Deere. Run with us. Some conditions apply. Offer ends July 2nd. See johndeere.com or participating dealers for details. Visit Home Attractor today, a locally owned John Deere dealer specializing in sales, parts, and service since 1987.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Mike Sole is a candidate for Sheriff of Terrebonne Parish. Mike has 38 years of experience in the Sheriff's Department of Terrebonne Parish. Mike has served as a detective, SWAT team member, narcotics commander, chief of detectives, and assistant to the sheriff. Mike has the experience, knowledge, and is committed to make changes with a new vision and a new direction for the Terrebonne Parish Sheriff's Department. Paid for by the Mike Sole Campaign Fund.
And Wingo.
What do players want to get out of this? Obviously, if there's going to be more money, you're splitting revenue, so you're going to get some of that money. But also, you end up not having any inactives. We don't understand the inactives anyway.
Inactives make no damn sense.
You have 53-man roster and 46 dress on game days. Why?
Yeah.
Just dress them all. I mean, then you have a 10-person practice squad. So out of this, will the players try to get, say, you're going to go 2 more games? We need more guys on the roster.
Correct.
So do you add 5 players, which is 160 more Do you add seven players, which is 225, 224 more? Do you add players to the roster? That's a win for players. Players will be able to play 18 games. Yeah. They will be able to play 18 games. I know you're going to hear a lot of cry foul on it, but all of a sudden, if the money's there and there are more jobs there, you're going to see how just how feasible it is.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Cajun Goat, thank you for holding on, my friend. What do you got for us today?
I'm going to set you straight on the Lonzo thing. It's not that we didn't want Lonzo. It's that they said that they didn't want to play here. That's a big difference when you want somebody. Lonzo's a good player, but I think that the misunderstanding in the first round was none of those guys are going to re-sign with the Pelicans.
Okay.
Now, after getting the clarification from the players themselves that they want to play here, they want to play with Zion, they want to make a new deal, I think that you know these guys want to stay and play. And Lonzo is good for what Gentry wants to do, a guard that can push the ball up the floor, a great passer, great defender. It's something we haven't had since Gentry's been here. We haven't really had that guard that can do that. So I think it's a good deal, and I would hold on to him. I sure wouldn't trade him. I would keep him because he has some experience in the league. I wouldn't get a rookie guy that's not even close to the top three picks in this draft to run my team. I want a guy that's been there, that played a couple years in it, and is able to show me what he can do.
Right.
If he doesn't work out, you always can trade him. But I don't think that we never said we didn't really want him. We only don't want somebody when they don't want to be here. So I think that's the difference in why people never said, oh, well, we got Lonzo.
Okay.
I know my son's excited about it. He always liked Lonzo ever since he came out. So
okay.
I know we're going to the games now because Lonzo's on the team.
Let me ask you, what would you do with the number four pick?
I would actually keep it,
mm-hmm.
and I would actually draft the best person available. And you know, there's a name that y'all not looking at, the big center for the Magic, who actually beat the crap out of us last year, and he's pretty good friends with Drew Holiday. He's an unrestricted free agent this year, and he actually I think brought that Magic team. I can't think of his name. He's got a foreign name. But that guy is really good, and there's word that the Pelicans are looking out trying to get him too. Guy can run the floor. He's a rim protector, and he dominated AD when he came over here.
Vucevic? Nikola Vucevic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I believe so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's an unrestricted free agent. That's a guy I would go after if I'm the Pelicans because I think he fits.
Yeah, we hadn't even gotten to free agency. That's the beauty of it. I think with four.
Yeah, and that's where I think you get your big man. I don't think you get a young big man.
Well, I tell you what,
I think you get a veteran.
Mark Cannon, he's 22 years old from the Bulls. If the Bulls want that fourth pick for Darius Garland, I'll slide down there. I will do that deal right now. If Chicago calls, Darius Garland's on the table, I'm on the clock. And they go, we want Darius.
You can get one in a trade like that for sure.
That's what I'm saying. Let me slide down the seven because they got the seventh pick. And if I can pick up my big guy and still pick at number seven, I mean, that's absolutely I'm in. Because the big guy's 22.
Yeah, because I can get a guy. I might even be able to get a guy like Reddish that played at Duke that can shoot the three.
Yes, I can do anything there.
I'm good with that. I'm good with sliding down.
Yep.
Right now I'm staying put unless I got something really great.
Dude.
If I don't have nothing really great, I definitely want the fourth best player in the draft. If I'm just getting draft picks for it, a 7 and a 10, that's a waste of time. Keep the four. If I'm getting a guy like you saying, Garland, and a pick, yes, I'm definitely doing a deal.
Yeah.
Even if I'm doing it with another team for mm-hmm. another big guy or whatever,
yeah.
I'm getting an experienced guy coming in. I don't see bringing in two rookies and not an experienced guy. You need more experienced guys.
Right.
You're going to bring in the rookie, bring in just that one fourth-round pick with Zion, you know?
Look, and like I said, I'm not opposed to bringing in two rookies because you can still get some veterans in free agency. And you have a veteran in Drew Holiday. You have a veteran in Julius Randle. Julius Okafor, you have a veteran. You still have some veteran players on this team yet that are relatively young.
You can't count Julius Randle. He hasn't signed with us.
That's true. That's true. But again,
all right. So you know, Randle's not signed, and I don't know if he's even an option for them to sign, because I think he's going to make more money elsewhere.
Well, it depends
but
what the
I'm going for. I'm going for fives. When I'm going out in free agency, the first thing I'm looking for are centers.
I'm looking for a five. I think Zion will benefit from a big. I do.
Yeah, I think everything you have on the team now fills out all your other spots.
Right.
But I really feel like you need a five. And you need, you know, you have Okafor, which is one, but you need another one. You need a guy that can start. Okafor is definitely, I love Okafor, but he's still a guy that can come off the bench and give you good time, rest the other big. And I'd still like to go back and get Meritage, to be honest with you. He's a free agent, too.
Yeah, like I said, man, I'm excited about all the possibilities tomorrow. Cajun goat, like you have to pay. Like once you stop jumping up and down and you know being excited. Now once you hear Adam Silver, you know say Zion's name and all of that, then it's my focus is what's going on at three. I mean Ja Morant, especially with the trade today, Memphis Conley sending Conley to the Jazz. It's Ja Morant at two. What do the Knicks do if the Knicks go Darius Garland?
This is my thing. Yeah. Hold on. This is my thing. There's reports that even if Memphis takes Morant, that it's not a definite thing that the Knicks want Barrett. They like Garland better.
That's what I'm saying. What if they go Darius Garland and R.J. Barrett's at four? Do you keep the four with R.J.?
Definitely. Okay. I'm definitely keeping the four. This was the guy that was supposed to be the first pick in the draft.
Options. Options, options, yeah. And options, man. It's incredible.
That's why this trade... Unless they're getting, like you're saying, say the Bulls give them the big guy and the pick, I don't see them making a move at all for just picks.
Yeah,
I would stay at four because you don't know what the name. Because you can always trade after you get the pick. You see it every year in the draft.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Thank you, Cajun Goat. We'll chat tomorrow.
All right, buddy.
All right, my friend. Thank you as always. Appreciate it. 800-998-1003. Chip Patterson, bottom of the hour. Corey, we'll put you on first, though, before we go to the break. What you got, man?
I agree with the last call. I will kind of keep the pick and pick the best player available with the draft. Now, if it's something that's going to, like, move you to a veteran, like you said, with the guy from Chicago, I mean, I would definitely pull a trigger on it. You would still have your seventh pick, right?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
If you make the trade with Chicago, you take their pick and you get the guy, Nurkic, I think that's his name is. The big guy that's number 24.
From the Bulls?
Yeah, from the Bulls.
The guy that I was talking about, the center, the seven-footer, it's Laurie Markkanen.
Yeah, and you would still have that number seven pick right from Chicago.
All day. Right? Would you not do that all day?
Yeah, I'd take it all day.
Because he's just sliding down three spots. You know,
right, and
if they take Darius Garland, Cleveland slotted to take Kobe White, then Phoenix is now in front of you. They're either going to take Jarrett Culver or DeAndre Hunter or Cameron Reddish. But you'll have one of those three players. You'll have either Hunter, Culver, or Reddish there at seven. And you just got yourself a 22-year-old seven-footer that can hit threes and they can play down. Would you stop over here? This one over here wants Taco Fall, who slotted in the 50s in the second round.
Hey, he's the next Draymond.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Would he still be drafted in the first round, Gus? I think he's, late second, if I'm not mistaken.
Right now, NBADraft.net has him going 50. Where is he? He's late second. Hold on. There we go. 57. Actually, they just updated it. They actually have him going to the Pelicans at 57. I swear to you. NBADraft.net updated it just a little bit ago because he was going to Philadelphia at 54. They now have him dropping. They have him dropping, Jordan, three slots to your Pelicans at 57.
Because I didn't get a chance to call yesterday about to break down the trade. I don't like the trade at all, to be honest with you, because, I mean, I think the Kuzma would have kind of, swung me over. They could have kept Ingram, I believe. I mean, Ingram got the most upside, but, I mean, Kuzma, he's a purity shooter. So I would prefer Kuzma over Ingram, but I guess it is what it is. And I don't like Lonzo's daddy at all.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing that I'm more concerned about is the dad, not the player. Because I think the player, he's a average player at best, but I mean, the daddy just, I don't know who will stick a microphone in the trees down here because it's not like LA.
I hear you. Thank you, Corey. Appreciate the phone calls so much, man. What you can point? Stop pointing to Draymond Green.
Draymond Green, pick 35.
Is a much better basketball player.
Yeah, now he is.
Oh, my.
After he's been in the league for eight years.
You are done with your takes. Taco Fall. Are you really comparing Draymond and Taco? You know what? The guy that covers college basketball professionally, Chip Patterson. We'll ask him CBSSports.com.
Taco Fall.
That's right. You're listening to Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod's Superstore.
Spring is in the air at Rod's Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges and dishwashers, washers and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore? 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
Locally owned and operated, Ruderman is looking for licensed plumbers, experienced drain cleaners, and plumbing apprentices to join our growing team. We offer full benefits including health, dental, long and short-term disability, paid vacation, and 401k. Ruderman is your local plumbing expert that provides full-service drain cleaning and plumbing repairs throughout the greater New Orleans area. If you're a licensed plumber, experienced drain cleaner, or looking to get into the exciting plumbing field by learning as an apprentice, Ruderman is the place for you. Contact Matthew today to join our dynamic team.
Call Matthew at 504-522-9536.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Obviously, yeah, my mindset, yeah, I think I am ready to be the face. I think everybody has that mindset. I think if somebody doesn't have that mindset, then I don't know they're playing the right sport. But, whether I'm the face or not, I'm just ready to help my.
There he is. That is Zion Williamson this morning at Media Day, giving his thoughts on being the face of a franchise. Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com, at Chip_Patterson, covers college football and college basketball for CBSSports.com. Chip, man, how you doing this afternoon?
I mean, there's no way I'm doing this as well as the New Orleans Pelicans fan this week, right?
Dude. Cam Jordan from the New Orleans Saints is going to be at the Draft Fest party tomorrow with fans. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, no, this is just franchise changing in so many ways, and now the questions that you have moving forward about, you know, what this team's going to look like and about, you know, how these different pieces are going to mesh together. Like those are fun questions to have. Like that is the ultimate amount of like hope and curiosity. Like the fan interest for the New Orleans Pelicans is going to be peaking at the beginning of this season. And so, you know, if you're if you are joining that team right now and if you're part of that roster, then the challenge is to be able to not only live up to but hopefully exceed whatever expectations there are going to be early, because that could really change the way the rest of the NBA looks at the Pelicans. Because, yes, you can have a lot of anticipation, but until the pieces come together on the floor, it's only going to be anticipation.
Count me in, Chip, on the 100,000 general managers in the city right now as to what to do. There's one thing that is for certain. We know Zion's going one. The beauty of four, which is what the Pelicans own right now, is the number of options they can go. You trade, right. You keep. And then if that's the case, which is why I wanted you on, well, let's talk about some of the players as to maybe where they can go if they decide to keep or where they can go. Because it seems like there's a lot of teams that love them some Darius Garland. Ja with the trade today with Memphis, it's a lock. So it's Zion, it's Ja. Now at three, New York. Do they go R.J. Barrett or Darius Garland? Let's start with R.J. Barrett. I think it's the normal chatter before a draft. We see it in the NFL with the college football guys, and now we're seeing it with the NBA with the college basketball guys. You're going to have to go, well, R.J. really isn't that good. You saw what they were like with no Zion. And then you have the others that say he's Scottie Pippen 2.0. What kind of basketball player is R.J. Barrett?
R.J. Barrett is potentially a truly elite scorer of the basketball in the NBA. He has proven to be as much already. And look, if there was no Zion Williamson last year's college basketball, then R.J. Barrett's probably the ACC player of the year and the national player of the year. He just happened to be on a team with Zion Williamson. So I think that what you are getting in terms of an offensive skill set is absolutely worthy of a top three pick. And I think that when I'm looking for where I draw the line between a prospect where I have some certainty of immediate impact and a prospect where the uncertainty starts, it's after him. I mean, I'm looking at this draft class, and I am not one of the ones that's all in on Darius Garland. And I am not one of the ones that's ready to make a strong case for Jarrett Culver. Those players absolutely could be immediate impact players. But when I look at that group as a whole, especially up and down the first round, I mean, I see guys that are going to be, like, I don't know, good role players. And I think that for most NBA fans and for most NBA franchises, you think about a lottery pick and you think about a top 10 pick as being someone who can be a number one. And I think that this particular draft class just might have a lot of guys, again, outside of Zion, Ja, and RJ, I think the rest of the class is just a bunch of really good twos and threes.
So if New York goes full Knicks and go with Darius Garland, R.J. Barrett's there at four. Are you running to the podium and grabbing him, or are you trading out of that?
I'm trading out. Listen, the magical chemistry that Zion and R.J. were able to establish together at Duke was fantastic. I would not base my professional franchise's future on them being able to keep that going.
I agree. Look, you have Celtics, Bulls, T-Wolves, now apparently Pacers, that are coveting Darius Garland. If the Knicks go Barrett and Garland's there, I one of my moves that I would love, I'm calling Chicago when they call me. I'm like, send me Lauri Markkanen, who's only 22, 7-foot center, can shoot the three, can play everywhere, and I'll slide to seven. And if that's the case, you know, Hunter, Culver, Reddish could sort of be there, Suko from France, Jackson Hayes could be there. There's a lot. Hachimura could be there. There's a lot that I can do there. You talked about role players. When you look at pairing Zion with Lonzo Ball and Drew, that's why I'm going with Ingram. So a restricted free agent. I don't even know if he's going to be here in 2 years. So I'm looking at it as Lonzo, Drew, and Zion. Of the college basketball players in the top 10 there, who do you think would be paired best with Zion's game along with Lonzo and Drew?
I truly don't know. Too many fans, too many writers, too many analysts and experts try to speak with an authority as if they are the, you know, a Hall of Fame coach when it comes to basketball X's and O's, right? And as I observe a truly fluid game where positionless basketball really is just continuing to take hold and find success, I think that antiquated notions of, you know, what balance looks like on the floor should probably be thrown out. So, look, my gut instinct when you list those names out, I'm like, listen, Rui Hachimura is a fantastic player. He is dynamic. He can be just such a good presence down low defensively. He's going to be a good rebounder. Like, you've got a lot of things there where you're like, man, right there. But again, if I'm coming back to this idea of positionless basketball, well, then, you know, you start to look elsewhere, and you think maybe Zion can be our five, right? And so you're not necessarily as concerned with getting another big. So I don't know who the best fit is. I will say that of the players that are there, Hachimura is the one where I've got the most intrigue because he was, in Gonzaga's season, one of the consistent pieces, right? Because Killian Tilly was hurt for the beginning of the year, and a lot of it was trying to see who was going to come back. I thought Brandon Clark was another player right there who was just really, really interesting to watch as they develop in the absence of Killian Tilly. And so, yeah, I guess I'll throw that one out as potentially a good play, but I'm with you. Like, get something else. And maybe it's not trading back. Maybe it is bringing in some veterans for everyone else. But there's got to be other ways to use that number four that are going to be able to make the team better immediately. Because, again, after number three, I don't think that you've just got that 100% certainty, immediate impact factor with many of the other top picks. So instead, get a proven NBA player with that pick.
Your thoughts on DeAndre Hunter?
He's a very good basketball player, and I think that he is not necessarily my flavor. Like, if I was given the reins to be the general manager of a team, I don't know if I would get sort of a fixer like DeAndre Hunter, because that's to me what he is. He's a fixer. He's a guy that you put him on the floor, and he's gonna make the good rotation on defense. He's gonna make the good pass on offense. He's not gonna make a whole lot of mistakes, but he is not somebody that I'm putting the ball in his hands and saying, all right, shot clock winded down, DeAndre Hunter's going to get us the bucket. I felt like a lot of his buckets and a lot of his offense came from being in the right place at the right time, and that's great, right? That's a very important skill that we need on our five. But I don't think DeAndre Hunter is somebody that I would pick to be the primary scoring option.
See, because that's my thing. We've talked in the past. We've had you on your show, on our show before. Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com, at Chip_Patterson. We talked about Zion's game, how he translates, when people were maybe doubting that a little bit. But my thing is this, realistically, if I'm looking at it, you know, Ingram averages one made three-pointer a game, Brandon Ingram. Ball can't score. I mean, the guy's not a scorer. If there's a knock on Zion, it's he has to develop a better shot. Who's scoring on this team? Which is why I guess is what you're saying, right? It's either R.J. Barrett or trade out of there if he's not there at four to get some scoring, because I don't know where the scoring's coming from.
Well, I talk about shot clock winding down. I mean, just look back to the ACC tournament semifinals. It's North Carolina and Duke. Both those teams were, I believe, full strength. Like, everybody was finally healthy for the most part. And they played a classic. They played an absolute classic. I walked out of the ACC tournament semifinals saying Duke and North Carolina are the two best teams in college basketball.
Agree.
Because of just the heavyweight match they had. And at the very end of that game, who had the ball in their hands to go get the winning basket? It was Zion. And he just put his head down and bullied his way to the basket.
Okay.
Missed his first attempt and then got the rebound and got it in. I mean, it's just one of those, like, I've got the ball, I'm going to the hoop, no one is stopping me. That is something that very few human beings are going to be able to do on the basketball floor. But I think that even at the next level, Zion Williamson is still one of them.
Interesting. I like that. Because, I mean, that's sort of, I wonder, because you sort of hear if he can be that guy or not. A lot of people are focusing on that size. He's officially listed as 6'6", 280. But, look, when we've had you on before, you've assured all of us that the guy's going to be able to play in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. I feel like some of my, like, really, like, most outrageous as I have gotten has probably been in conversations with you talking about Zion Williamson. And that's just probably because in market, our level of acceptance had been raised, right? So around here, you didn't feel like you had to offer any hyperbole, because everyone close to the program had already set a very high bar for the expectations. And even then, Zion continued to exceed them. I felt like when I was addressing an NBA audience, that bar was much lower just from the get-go. And that's where I felt like the expectations needed to be raised, the standard needed to be raised, if we're going to have an accurate idea that we are having, yet again, truly a generational talent coming through in this draft.
Yeah, look, trust me, I can't wait to actually hear the name and actually wait to start saying summer leagues could be incredible if that happens. But I'm with you. I'm glad you sort of shared, I guess, my, I wouldn't say concern, but just, it's just human nature, man. Does R.J. Barrett want to try to coexist and try to co-share again with Zion? And it's not right. I'm not saying, I haven't read anything or heard anything that he wouldn't want to do. I think they're both saying the right thing. I think you said it best. Are you willing to bet the future of your franchise that they can coexist?
Listen, I must be in a different place than you are on this one, because I feel like it was written that RJ was going to the Knicks. Now, I understand you've got if the Knicks this thing, but like I just kind of have already like moved on in my head of not only one and not only two, but even that third pick that, you know, RJ Barrett's going to be a New York Knicks, and they're going to try to get a free agent for him.
Yeah, no, and like I said, the only reason I'm even bringing it up is the reports yesterday, and again, it could be just pre-draft stuff to try to drum up stuff to see if the Knicks maybe think they can get something for, but, you know, they worked out Darius Garland, they love Darius Garland, and I mean, look, it could be clutch. He's a clutch agent, client. It could be them trying to make sure he's drafted as high as four and can go to one of the teams that he wants to. Again, Celtics, Bulls, T-Wolves, Pacers all of a sudden interested in the number four. So maybe it could be an agent created thing to try to get Darius to go no further than four.
Yeah, I don't know, man. The smokescreen NFL draft, NBA draft world, I tell you what, there is some lying and some cheating and some stealing in college sports, but there I at least get to check out of that NFL NBA draft game.
All right, let me ask you one final thing. I have to. Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com, because he's become insufferable for the last 2 hours and 50 minutes. Jordan, our intern, who loves him some Taco Fall. I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm trying to trade for Lauri Markkanen. He's like, give me Taco Fall. I'm like, the guy is slated to go 57 to the Pels, actually, on NBA draft on that. I don't know what CBS Sports has him, where he's going to Taco Fall. What can you tell our intern about Taco Fall, who during a break, call them the next Kareem?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, here's the
thank you,
the thing
Jim.
About
thank
ta- you. The thing about Taco Fall that I have as a takeaway was a really awesome experience of covering the Columbia first and second round. He had a fantastic first round game, and then the second round was going to be against Duke. And we all remember that just UCF led the whole way, and just right at the very end, they had the putback that couldn't quite fall. Like, UCF played about 36 minutes of better basketball than Duke on that day. They just didn't get just enough rolls and bounces to be able to win that game. And covering Taco Fall leading up to that matchup, here's what I found. I found someone who is extremely dedicated to getting his body in shape, and I found that for a human being of that size, to stay in shape and to stay healthy and not have the knee injuries and other injuries that come along the way, to have a coach that's ready to monitor your minutes and be able to keep you fresh. You know, all of that takes just a lot of effort and dedication. But I saw in Johnny Dawkins, the head coach, a coach that was willing to do that, and I saw in Taco Fall a human being that really, really cared about getting his body in shape. Now, all of that said, his ball skills have so much more development to go, and he has gotten so much better across his college career that you spin it forward and you're saying, absolutely, Taco Fall can be an NBA player. Taco Fall can be a very impactful NBA player. And so for that reason, I'm very, very happy that he's gotten himself like in the position to be here in the NBA like mock draft, because like from when he started playing basketball to now has just been such a wild journey that, you know, it's just making it as a pro, I think, is going to be an awesome success. I do not expect him to be the next Kareem, but I don't think that he is some kind of attraction. You know, like, I think he is a very valuable piece of a team. I just think that right now, based on what he's shown in terms of how many minutes he can play consecutively, he's not going to be your starting center on a team that's going deep in the NBA playoffs.
Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. What can folks find over there on CBSSports.com? I see mock drafts, prospect rankings, the works. Are you going to be a part of the draft tomorrow?
I'm not. And so, hey, listen, I'm actually about to go on vacation here next week. So I'm totally okay laying low from the content machine, but I will not get off without telling you that there is going to be so much live draft grades. The draft grades and the draft analysts, like, they are going to be going nuts on CBS Sports HQ. You can get that at CBSSportsHQ.com. can find it at CBSSports.com, on the CBS Sports app, and on your like your Apple TV, your Roku, mm-hmm. all those things, the CBS Sports app, CBS Sports HQ. They do have a lot of content going. They've got multiple studios. Like, it's a big thing, man. You should check it out.
I definitely will. Thank you as always, Chip. I saw this morning Pro Football Focus released their top 25. LSU at number 3. LSU at number 3, Chip. College football is around the corner, buddy.
I know it. Y'all be well.
Thank you, man. Enjoy your time away. Quick break. We come back. We'll wrap up tonight's show. Sports Angle, we're on ESPN New Orleans.
Always on the run and short on cash. With a State Bank and Trust Company debit card, you can pay for goods and services without the need for cash in your pockets or the hassle of writing checks. Available on all consumer and commercial checking account holders. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Oh, yeah, for over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
Hey, it's Matt Moscona.
Love you, Matt.
Paul O'Neill.
They're chanting Paul O'Neill's name.
And Musso.
And we invite you to join us every single weekday for After Further Review. Tell you every single day. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. Weekdays on After Further Review. Join us from 3 to 6. It's AFR on 100.3 ESPN New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Sports Hangover. Tomorrow, we'll hear from Nate James, the associate head coach of Duke. Want to get all your phone calls in. I had my conversation I recorded with him about, he actually was the one that recruited Zion Williamson. How interesting is that? Can't wait for y'all to hear that. You imagine trying to go convince him and recruit him. Rick, final call of the show tonight. What you got, man?
Gus, love the show. I listen every day, man.
Thank you, Rick.
Didn't love the trade. Mainly I hated it because it was in the division.
Mm-hmm.
But something Jordan needs to think about. When LeBron retires in 3 years, guess what?
What?
That frees up a whole other max money.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it becomes a lot more attractive for free agents, superstar free agents, because mm-hmm. LeBron's gone.
Mm-hmm.
They're not in bad shape in 3 years, I promise you.
I keep telling him, Rick, there's no way the Lakers are going to be relevant for 2 years only. That's a pipe dream, dude. It's just not.
He'll be 28 in his prime still.
Now, it doesn't mean that the late first-round picks, early seconds aren't going to be good. You're going to have to really scout well. You're going to have to make sure that those guys can come in and be your role players and stuff. They're not going to be franchise-changing picks. They can be. Are you going to get a Manu? Are you going to get a Draymond Green? There's always the hope. But I just think, Rick, like you, to believe that the Lakers are going to, like, not win 10 games or something in 3 years, that's... It's a pipe dream.
Book it.
You said in 3 years they're going to have money for another max.
That is very true. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate the phone call, man.
See you tomorrow.
All right, here he is.
If they did free up space now and had a max, no one even wants to go there anyway.
Because of LeBron.
LeBron
James.
Yet everyone wants to play with him.
AD. AD will be the new king of L.A. Handpicked as the king's successor. What a joke. We'll see tomorrow if the trade is still on. NBA draft day. We'll see you at Vinny's. It's the Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans. Matt Moscone next.